USA Radio News.
Time is running out for people to evacuate in advance of Hurricane Florence as it approaches the southeastern United States. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper.
The forecast tells us that Florence's storm surge will drown many homes. Expert modeling here at North Carolina Emergency Management shows that storm surge alone is likely to flood tens of thousands of structures.
The mayor of Wilmington, North Carolina, Bill Sappo, says all the water will complicate cleanup.
This thing may be an event that sticks around for 36 to 48 hours with four different high tides, a tremendous amount of water. We're going to have a lot of inland flooding, so we're going to have a lot of people after this event is over with that will want to come back into the area. They're going to have to come into the area to clean this place up after the storm passes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You remember how on the Phil Harris Show, Frankie Remley always knew a guy that could get you a deal, that could hook you up? Guess what? I'm that guy right now, and I'm going to do that for you. You've heard me talk about for the last year how my sleep's improved dramatically with MyPillow. It really has changed my life. I want you to feel how great I feel. I'm hooking you up. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, you can get four pillows for about the price of a single MyPillow. How? Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, click on the four-pack special. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows like I sleep on every night, two go-anywhere pillows that are travel size, you can take them anywhere. 100% machine washable, dryable, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it, you don't like it, return it. Why buy just one when you can get the four-pack special? Use my discount code USA. Go to 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA and do it now.
There was a surge in the number of families illegally crossing into the U.S. from Mexico last month. Families account for a significant number of those apprehended at the U.S. border, and last month, the number of families arrested increased by 38% compared to July. They blame the surge on a court order which prevents children from being separated from their families for more than 20 days. The overall number of people stopped or arrested at the border last month was nearly 47,000. If it's September, it must mean new iPhones. Apple unveiled its new products, including a watch that detects heart problems and its biggest phone ever. Vice President Phil Schiller.
What you call a phone that's bigger than plus size, but we call it the iPhone XS Max.
This year, Apple became the first publicly traded company to hit a market value of $1 trillion. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
60 Minutes executive producer Jeff Baker was fired for violating company policy. His departure comes amid reports of sexual misconduct. In a statement, Baker said his dismissal was not related to the false allegations printed in The New Yorker and points to a text message he sent to CBS's Jerika Duncan, who is covering the story.
Sunday evening, I reached out to Fager for comment on the articles alleging he groped or touched CBS employees at company parties. In addition to denying these charges, Fager in a text said to me, quote, "If you repeat these false accusations without any of your own reporting to back them up, you will be held responsible for harming me." He went on to say, "Be careful. There are people who lost their jobs trying to harm me, and if you pass on these damaging claims without your own reporting to back them up, that will become a serious problem."
President Trump has signed an executive order aimed at discouraging foreign interference in U.S. elections by authorizing sanctions against any offending nation. National Security Advisor John Bolton.
Anybody that we think is engaged in something that interferes with the elections or is complicit with it could find their assets blocked.
U.S. intelligence suggests several nations could attempt to influence U.S. elections, including Russia, China, and North Korea. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.